This is the Daily Update for Wednesday, November 15, 2017. A gunman killed four people and wounded 10 others in Northern California on Tuesday as he was out on bail and had been arrested for an assault in January. The shooting spree began near the shooter's home. Then he stole two cars and drove around for 45 minutes, shooting people at random. The suspect assaulted a woman in January and she had an order of protection against him. She was the first person that he shot and killed. The suspect was shot and killed by police. Alaska is told to stockpile up on anti-radiation pills in the event of an attack from North Korea. A warhead could reach Alaska theoretically in 20 minutes. The anti-radiation pill Prussian Blue is being pushed among the people. The government will not pay for the pills, so they expect the people to go out and just buy these pills on their own. But this is just another problem in the line of problems that North Korea represents. And now people in Hawaii, Guam, and Alaska are all starting to panic because the government's telling them to stay put. There's no evacuation plan. These people want bunkers to go into. They said that's not an option either because the government's not willing to pay for bunkers. So I think that we need a solution so these people can sleep at night. So Chicago hits 600 murders this year. By the end of October, Chicago saw 2,445 shootings, mainly by illegal guns. Chicago has the toughest gun laws in the U.S. But it doesn't seem like anyone's doing anything about it. Even Donald Trump told Rahm Emanuel, who was the mayor of Chicago, to do something about this, or he will. So we shall see what happens there. The Black Plague that has struck people in Madagascar has now mutated. The World Health Organization says that it can kill in 3 hours, and it is resistant to antibiotics. The numbers of recorded cases has soared, and then now hundreds are dead, and 1,947 people are infected. Last week it was in the hundreds, now the thousands. So that's something that is very dangerous, and they need to get a handle on it now before it spreads around the world. So today is National Bundt Pan Day. I tell you, I like a bundt cake, you know. And then back in the day, my sister Karen used to make these really cool bundt cakes with coconut on the inside and the whole bit. So go out and buy a bundt cake if you don't have one. If you do have one, make something in it. Today is National Clean Out Your Refrigerator Day. So it's a good day to get rid of all the science experiments that you have in your fridge. Stuff that's way past the expiration date or stuff that's kind of just mutated into something else. This point, get rid of it today. Today is National Raisin Bran Cereal Day. I love Raisin Bran cereal, and you can buy any brand. There's a whole bunch of brands out there. I would go for the most natural, the most organic. I'll tell you, when you look at these big manufacturers, it's downright scary what they put in their product, and mainly unedible, and they just put stuff in there as filler to save them money so they can maximize their profits, but they don't care what you do to your body. So choose a responsible cereal company, will you please? Today is also America Recycles Day. So go out and recycle. Number one, it takes that recycling out of your trash, so you have to use less trash bags and then that whole thing going on. Number two, those recycled materials go out and they have other purposes in life. So you're also doing something good for the environment. So recycle as much as you can. And it is also I Love to Write Day. So it's about poetry. It's about anything that you write. It's about sitting there with a pen, with paper, and writing something out nice. And you can type it too, I guess, on the computer and that whole thing. Or put out your little blog or whatever you got. But today's a day to celebrate I Love to Write Day by writing something. This is Michael Engley on the Daily Update for Wednesday, November 15, 2017 on United Public Radio Network, UPRNTalkRadio.com, 107.5 New Orleans, 104.7 in Passe Christiane.